Hey, Stacey, let's talk about Noah. Defensively, stud. Rebounder, 13 more last night. Makes a difference. If he's in close, he finishes it. That 16-foot jump shot, those free throws, even though he's shooting around 70% for the year. Ugly, man.
But he hit a jumper last night, Mac. He hit a jumper in that first period.
I'll tell you what, Mac. I'd rather have Joakim Noah at the free throw line than a Dwight Howard. I mean, Joakim Noah will at least go up there and make 70%+ of his free throws. He's invaluable. I mean, I call him the modern-day Dennis Rodman, but with more offense. You know, he's a guy that makes an impact. You know, not so much his scoring, but he makes an impact on energy games and his energy, what he brings to the game. And this is typical last night against this Bobcat team. You know, he didn't play the first three games, and the Bulls lost all three of those games. And so, two or three. But the energy level wasn't there in those type of games. And when Joakim is really effective is when you're playing these teams where maybe the Bulls, maybe the players take a little granted for these teams. Joakim's energy just really shows, and it gets him off to a good start. And he does some of the little things. Like last night, he dove on the floor for a loose ball for offensive rebound. He was on his back, and he made a nice pass that led to a bucket. I mean, it's just the hustle plays and the energy that he brings that is just, irreplaceable.